Message number 12.
Mr. Jones bought some things from a big shop last month, and when he got the bill a few days ago, he thought that there was a mistake in it. So he telephoned the shop and asked to speak to the accounts department. "Who do you want to speak to in the accounts department?" the telephone operator asked.
"It doesn't matter to me," Mr. Jones answered.
He didn't know the names of any of the people who worked there. He heard nothing for a few seconds, and then the operator said, "Hello? You wanted to speak to someone in the accounts department, didn't you?"
"Yes, that's right," Mr. Jones answered.
"Would you like to speak to Mr. Hankinson?" the operator said.
"Yes, that'll be all right," Mr. Jones said patiently. "It doesn't matter who I speak to."
"I'm sorry," the operator answered, "but Mr. Hankinson isn't in today."
Exercise A. Which of these sentences are true and which are false? Write T or F in the boxes. Number 1.
Mr. Jones got a bill from a big shop.
Number 2.
He believed that the bill was wrong.
Number 3.
He only knew Mr. Hankinson in the accounts department.
Number 4.
The telephone operator tried to get Mr. Hankinson for him.
Number 5.
Mr. Hankinson was not in the accounts department that day.
Number 6.
The telephone operator helped Mr. Jones a lot.
Exercise B. Now answer these questions. Number 1.
Why did Mr. Jones telephone the big shop?
Number 2.
What did the telephone operator ask him?
Number 3.
What did he answer?
Number 4.
What happened then?
Number 5.
What did Mr. Jones say?
Number 6.
What did the operator ask him then?
Number 7.
What did Mr. Jones answer?
Number 8.
And what did the operator say?